So the self doesn't exist to the higher mind. Self is selfishness, but the higher mind, or the mind of Christ, realizes it's not about you. It's about Christ and his body and his agenda on earth. And so it's true in a business, true in a marriage. If one person's selfish, it breaks down. If the two both are unselfish and the self is gone, the two become one and the marriage lasts till death do you part, right? But usually one's selfish, one or both are selfish, and it doesn't last. And so the person who's understands that the self doesn't exist anymore, and they're talking to people who are still selfish, they really can't yoke up with that kind of person. They realize they used to be like that person, but they can't be around that person because that person is all about self. If the unity in the body, whatever the body is, whether it's a home or a church or a business or whatever it is, if to have unity, the self has to die. Self is selfish. Do it backwards. Self is the flesh. And so those who understand that the self doesn't exist anymore in the mind of Christ, they really can't yoke up with the flesh creatures. Not that they're better than them. They just haven't arrived to that yet. The self creature hasn't arrived yet to understand selflessness. I'm going to talk about this in more detail, but I just want somebody to think about it. Maybe they'll make some comments and understand it. The flesh is the self. In Christ, there's no self. In a marriage, there's supposed to be no self. The self will not sacrifice. If you understand the parts make the whole, the self goes away. The self does not exist anymore.